นายพระเดชToday's story began here in New York. I'd received word that a suicide had taken place at the home of Senator Asa Clark at 123 West Cameron Street, and that murder was suspected. Knowing that Inspector Noah Danton was also aware of the tragedy and would probably get in touch with me sooner or later, I decided to beat him to the punch by arriving on the scene before he...
Miss Alice Clark?
Yes. Oh, are you the police? Thank heaven you've come. Please hurry.
Oh, I better explain, Miss Clark.
Just wait, please. In there.
Well, that's a pretty sight, is he? Bullet hole between his eyes. Gun still clutched in his hand with the finger crooked around the trigger. Dried blood all over his face.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yes, it's... Yes, well, so...
What is it?
I've just recognized your corpse, Miss Clark. Imagine finding him here.
Who is he?
You don't know?
Of course not. I never saw him before in my life.
But what are you doing in your living room?
Well, I don't know. I came in about an hour ago. I heard a noise in this room and opened the door and... Oh, it's horrible.
Incredible. A man of Moxie Ramon's caliber entering Senator Asa Clark's house.
Moxie
and...
Ramon? Is that his name?
Yes, he's a small-time racketeer in gambling. I don't suppose your father ever mentioned the name.
Oh, no. Dad's been in Washington for months now.
And the name means absolutely nothing to you.
No.
Something off color here somewhere doesn't add up.
Well, there must be some reason why he should come here to commit suicide.
Suicide?
Why, yes. That's what happened, isn't it?
I'm afraid not, Miss Clark. Everything is against it.
What do you mean?
To begin with, Moxie Ramon wouldn't have the courage to shoot himself. Second, when a man shoots himself with a revolver, there were always powder marks because of the closeness of the gun.
I suppose you're right.
And lastly, the wound is directly between Moxie's eyes. There's hardly a case on record in which a suicide shot himself between the eyes. As a matter of fact, it's practically impossible.
Then what did happen?
The answer to that is obvious. Someone else shot him.
You mean he... murdered?
Yes. And as soon as Inspector Danton gets here...
Inspector Danton? Are you Inspector Danton?
No. I'm afraid not. And I doubt very much that the inspector would feel flattered.
You're not the police. Then you must be one of them.
One of whom, Miss Clark?
So that's it. It was all a trick to get me to talk and to show
it. Go on.
I won't go on. I won't. I know why you're here. I know exactly why you're...
Oh, I'll see the inspector now. Suppose we let him in, and then you can continue with your story.
I'm going to have you arrested. You told me that you were the police, and... Are you Inspector Danton?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank heaven. This man is an imposter. I want him arrested.
Great.
Good evening, Inspector. I've just been accused of impersonating a rather well-known police officer.
Say, what is this? Are you Anna Clark?
Yes, I am. A few minutes ago, this man came here and said he was you and tried to get information from me.
Said he was me? This man here said he was me? No, Miss Clark, I believe anything but that.
Why, Inspector?
Do you know him?
No, Inspector. Sometimes I wish I didn't. Who's Barton Drake? Life's booked on crime. Yes, I know.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's quite all right, Miss Clark.
And now that we're all one big, happy family, someone called up instead of in a suicide.
Oh, that was us. I made a mistake. But Mr. Drake says it wasn't suicide. It was murder.
Murder? Not Senator Clark.
No, Inspector. Our corporate selecta is an old friend of yours. Moxie Ramon.
Moxie Ramon?
Hmm?
Murder's in this house? Now, wait a minute. Jumping through as far as that.
It came from the living room.
Maybe Moxie wasn't as dead as we thought he was.
No. Not another.
Keep back, Miss Clark. That's no sight for a lady.
Oh, this is
terrible. Yeah, that's all right. Two bottles of bullet holes right between the eyes. Hey, the window's open.
Yeah, let's go over and take a look.
This is the way he got in, all right.
And got out, too.
Got out, but...
The shot couldn't have come from the outside, Inspector, because victim number two was out of line with the window.
Yes, that's right. Moxie.
Moxie, Inspector, is as dead as a marinated herring. I made sure of that.
Yes, but...
What is it, Miss Clark?
What? Who? The one on the floor? Something. Who is it? We certainly stepped into something. Check checking these footprints outside the house isn't getting us anywhere, Bart. It's too dark to see anything in here.
I believe you're right, Inspector. However, it does give us a chance to talk without being interrupted by Miss Clark's aunt.
That's busy, Jane. We see I get a couple of murders is something you buy tickets for. Who is she anyhow?
Her name is Sissy Aiken. She's Senator Clark's sister. She's staying with the kids while the senator's in Washington. It is a fortunate thing, though, that there was a woman around to take care of Alice.
Bart, you know something? I got the idea that Alice wasn't so upset over her brother's death as she tried to make out.
Yes, you know, I had that same feeling, Inspector.
Well, what's the answer?
I wish I knew. Nothing about this case rings true. Alice thought, or said she thought, Moxie shot himself. She said she didn't know him. And when she found out I wasn't a policeman, she accused me of being one of them.
Now, what did she mean by gang?
I haven't the slightest idea. Now, we both feel that she was putting on an act when her brother was shot.
So perhaps the answer's right under our nose, huh? As soon as the boys finish checking the fingerprints.
You mean that we'll find out that Alice is guilty of both murders, Inspector? I wish, but I'm afraid we're not going to find it quite as simple as that. Why would Senator Asa Clark's daughter shoot two men and one of them is her own brother? I'm afraid we've got to dig up a motive to make such a theory even worth considering.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
What is it, Inspector?
There's someone going up the walk.
Yeah, I see him. Walking with rather a business-like stride, too.
Yeah, maybe that's our man. Come on.
No, wait a minute. Inspector, wait. Let's see what happens. He's on the porch now. Walking right in as though he owned the place.
Maybe he does. Maybe Alice has got two brothers.
No, there are only two children. That young man certainly doesn't act as though he expected to find a house full of policemen. Perhaps we'd better go in and introduce ourselves.
Oh, that busy dame's probably throwing her weight around again.
I'm going to see Alice, and you're not going to stop
me. But you can't see her. She's ill. Oh, Inspector, please.
Okay, Miss Aiken, all right, Dub. Who are you? None of your business.
Then say it. Don't you dare talk to
me. I'll talk to him any way I want. You keep out of this, Miss Aiken. I came to see Alice, and nobody's going to stop
her. Oh, is that so? Well, now, we'll see about that.
Take your hands up. That's the fast, Bub. Sit down in that chair and behave yourself. What's your name?
His name is Ben Fayer, and he's a horrible young man.
Suppose we give the young man a chance to answer for himself, Miss Aiken.
He won't answer. He's too stubborn. I can't
imagine. Miss Aiken, please.
If I were Alice, I'd never, never see him as long as I live.
Yes, but
I can't imagine ever being in love with him.
Stop.
Oh, I'm such a dancer. Oh, you're so nasty.
Inspector, why don't you and Miss Aiken continue in the library while I ask this young man some questions?
Well, I think that would be wonderful, Inspector. Let's see the
library. So you're Alice's boyfriend, are you, son?
None of your business who I am.
Now, look, that kind of attitude isn't going to get you anywhere.
Okay, now let me ask a few questions. What are the cops doing here? You don't have to answer. I know why they're here. Alice called him, didn't she?
Yes, matter of fact, she did.
Yeah, sure. I told her if you let that punk come here again, I'd kill him. And I will, too. He's not going to have her. She's in love with me. I'll kill him. I'll...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Just who is it that you're so set on killing?
As if you didn't know. Look, Harper, you're not kidding me. Maybe you got to jump on me this time. But if that punk Moxie...
Moxie?
Yeah, Moxie. Moxie Ramone. I know he's here. I was waiting outside. I saw him through the window.
Oh, Ben. Would you mind stepping this way for a minute?
Well, what for? But you can't order me around here. I'm not one of
your... Your friend must be in that room.
What?
If you don't believe me, take a look.
You mean, why, the dirty, if he's here, I'll... There's a couple of...
Maybe someone else had the same idea about Musty.
But that's Eddie. That's Alice's brother.
Yes, it is. I think we'd better step back into the hall. Was Eddie a friend of yours, Ben?
Why, sure. I mean, well, no, not exactly. He wasn't her real brother. Senator Clark adopted him. Nobody liked Eddie very much.
I see. Did Eddie approve of Moxie being her sister?
Well, he said he didn't care. It was all right with him. I asked him to talk to her, and he said, well, she was having fun. Why not let her?
Having fun?
Yeah, she used to go down to Moxie's Golden Swan nightclub a lot. Said she got a kick out of it. She seemed to think a girl ought to see all sides of life. Slumming, she called.
I see. Then Alice had seen Moxie before tonight.
Hey, yes. Why? Hey, I haven't said anything to get Alice in trouble, have I? She wouldn't do anything really wrong with me.
Perhaps not. Look here, Ben. You're in love with Alice, aren't you?
Why, sure I am. I'm not kidding anyone about that.
Splendid. Now, I want you to listen carefully to what I have to say.
And
me say, Kim, you're a Senator Clark's only relative except for his children.
Oh, yes, I am expected that.
And if the children were to die, you'd inherit all the money?
Yes, I would expect that.
Uh-huh. Even if the children were, shall we say, murdered?
Well, that wouldn't make any difference at all, expected that.
How much money would you inherit, Miss Aiken?
Oh, not about $10 million.
Then, Miss Aiken, do you realize that this places you in a very unfavorable position?
Do you mean that I'm a suspect?
Well,
I'd like to be arrested and say something.
Well, now,
That's
only a...
I think you're wrong.
All right. Something shoot us after that. Where did the girl come from?
It's called
you back
home. Inspector, where are you?
Someone's quick. Yeah, the girl, I think. It must have been Allison. Yeah, it comes from upstairs.
That's right. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Which room is it?
This one.
Jump in, Judith. She's all crumpled up on the floor.
There was a squeaking sound made by the window, and I opened my eyes, and there he was coming toward me, that terrible leering grin on his face.
So then what did you do?
I jumped from the bed and ran toward the door.
And then you fell?
I'm not sure. Then he went back. Perhaps I remember those.
Hey, Clark.
What's wrong, Inspector?
Where's the kid?
Who? Oh, Ben Thayer.
Yeah, where is he? He was with us when we started up the stairs.
Well, he must have gotten away in the excitement.
Just like that. He got away during the excitement. Listen, Bob. Hey, what are you doing over there?
Am I stopping over here,
Inspector? Yeah, sure. Well, what are you opening and closing those windows for?
Not so loud.
Huh?
I want to find out if either of the windows in this room squeak.
Squeak?
Yes.
Hey, the girl did say she heard the window squeak, didn't she?
Neither one of them squeaked.
And the girl was lying. The fainting business was an act. I'm going to...
That's her way. It's quite possible she only imagined the squeak. She seems fully recovered now. Come on, Inspector.
Have an idea. Are you feeling better, Miss Clark?
Yes, much better, thank you. Did you find out anything?
Only that the intruder escaped through the window. Miss Clark, under the circumstances, I know that this may seem a little out of place.
But Mr. Drake,
I'd like to have you accompany me, Inspector Bratton, and your aunt on a visit to Moxie Ramone's nightclub immediately.
Yes, ma'am. Most of them spent the morning in the electric chair, then the dish in the gas chamber. Well, she asked a dumb question, she gets a dumb answer.
Oh, Inspector, I think you're cute. I wish we hadn't come here. I hate this place.
Oh. What's wrong with Clark?
There he is. Over near the door. The man with the horrible, leering face.
Oh, yes, I see him. He's staring straight at us.
Hey, that's dog face pilot.
Exactly. Moxie Ramone, first lieutenant. You're sure he was the one who entered your room, Miss Clark?
I'm positive. Oh, please take me out of here.
It's all right. He's gone now. There's nothing to worry about, Miss Clark. Dog Face has a healthy respect for the police.
Why worry about Dog Face? You know, he was my favorite, too. Come on, Inspector. Let's cut the guard. Come on, stupid. I'm in the groove. Follow my train and let's hear gruesome
music. Hey, wait a minute. What the devil kind of language is that?
Inspector, I'm afraid you've made a phone call.
Oh, your phone's down and I'm on the team.
Now wait.
Bob. No use, Inspector.
Let's go. It's my fiddle. Yes, let's go.
Hubba, hubba. Poor old guy. He doesn't know what it's all about.
I think it's awful the way Aunt Sissy came up so unconcerned when there have been two murders committed practically before her eyes.
Possibly. She's not as unconcerned as she appears. I'm going to step outside for a moment, Miss Clark. I think you'd better take this.
What? Revolver?
Yes. Here, you keep it out of sight, behind your purse.
But why should I have it?
No need for alarm. I merely want to... No, 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 Miss Clark. Take hold of it like that.
It's Ben.
Yes, and he has a gun.
Oh, it's great, this what happened. Oh, they're hitting him.
Miss Clark, come back here. Miss Clark.
Drake, get your paws up.
Dog's his pilot. And with a gun, too. Well, well.
Yeah, with a gun. It works, too, Chum. Okay, Drake, what's the gimmick?
Gimmick?
Look, Chum, let's quit being nice. Your little trick didn't work, see? I knew you were up to something the minute I saw you here. So when the kid came in and started that fight, you were the baby I set my eye on.
Dog face, you're amazing. I had no idea there was such a set of blame lying behind that handsome profile.
Oh, you dirty cop is so dumb.
Yeah, so before you do, tell me something, Dog face. How are you going to beat the rap for murder?
Beat the... What do you mean, murder rap?
Yes, two murder raps, in fact. Your late boss, Marty Ramone, and young Ed Clark.
Now, you're nuts. I wasn't even near the place.
What place, Dog face?
Clark, sir. Now, that's it. You lousy rat, you're trying to hang those two murders on me. Well, look, you...
Yes,
Papa.
It wouldn't be difficult at all, Dog face. You were at the Clark's place tonight. Miss Clark saw you.
She never
saw me. Oh, yes, she did. So I give her your description of what she calls your visage?
Visage? What's that?
Visage. Further, the more we have fingerprints on the window that you've forced, I'm afraid, Dogface, that we'd have no trouble at all hanging the two murders on you. Especially since it's common knowledge that you and Moxie weren't getting on too well.
It's a frame up, eh?
Yes, and it's one that'll stick.
What do you want, Drake?
The note that young Ed Clark signed for money he lost at Moxie's gambling table.
I don't know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do. You and Moxie were using the note to blackmail Alice Clark.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. Senator Clark's name is coming up for re-election next fall. You knew he couldn't stand unfavorable publicity. Especially since he's one of the most important military committee men in Washington. So you worked on his daughter.
You can't prove that, and if you try, all this stuff will come out in the paper.
I won't have to prove it, Dogface. Because you're going to give me any and all papers that Ed Clark might have signed. Either that or you're going to face a murder charge, Dogface, and that's something I can prove.
Ah. Grace, you're a sucker. There's one little bet you overlooked. Suppose you aren't around to do any of that proving you're talking about.
No, I wouldn't be a fool to try that, Doug. Face Inspector Danton would
have... So I'd be a fool, will I? Well, get this, you two time, and detective, you're going to get it right now.
Inspector, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh,
Inspector, we've got to move fast now. Everything depends on speed. Come on, man.
Speaking. Yeah, hello, Ryan. I'm at the Clark place now. You got the report, eh? Dead about 2 hours before you arrived. Yeah. What? The girl's fingerprints? Don't think you did. Okay, thanks.
Well, Inspector.
There were three sets of prints on the gun. Moxie, Ed Clark, and Alice Clark.
Man,
what a crazy. How could Alice's prints get on the gun?
Inspector Gandy, you're positively off the beam.
On the contrary, the inspector is right on the beam.
Oh, no, don't you harm my capacity.
Alice has done many things during the past few days that one wouldn't suspect her of. Such as telling us so many lies, she almost got herself facing a murder charge.
Why, you...
No, Ben, please. Mr. Drake is right. I have been here. But I was so desperate and so frightened
yes,
that I...
Yes, I know. Alice made the mistake that so many other innocent people have made. She didn't go to the police at once.
They said if I did, they'd tell about Ed.
Yes, it's a blackmailer's threat, Alice. The papers we found in Moxie Ramone's office tonight would hardly create the scandal they promised. You didn't know that, of course. You knew that Ed had been gambling, so he could have been mixed up in other things.
Yes. They said that father could never live down the publicity. Being re-elected was so important to him, and to the government, too.
When you found Moxie dead on the floor, you suspected that Ed had killed him. A worse scandal than ever. so you placed the gun in Moxie's hand, called the inspector, and said someone had committed suicide in your living room.
What? I couldn't think of anything else to do.
Then here, Dusty was carrying on an affair with Moxie because he saw Moxie coming from the house. And you couldn't tell him otherwise without explaining about Ed.
Is that true, Alice?
Yes, it's true.
I was dumb enough to...
Things kept building up until the situation was almost intolerable. Tonight's dramatic conclusion must have been, in one sense, a relief.
Yeah, this is all very nice, but we've still got a couple of murders to solve. Who killed Moxie?
Ed Clark. Alice, I think, saw him do it. Ed probably came in when Moxie was trying to force some money out of him. He must have realized what a deal he'd been, so he decided to square everything by killing Moxie.
Then he beat it, leaving his sister holding the bag.
Yes, he probably stood outside, watched Alice pick up the gun, and place it in Moxie's hand.
Well, he knows that Alice has pinched her on the rod, and she might be accused of murdering Moxie.
That's right. He came back to get the gun.
Okay. So Fox comes back into the room, and someone punched him. Who was it?
Moxie did.
You know what I thought you said, Bart? I thought you said Moxie shot Fox.
I did.
Now, wait a minute. Moxie was already dead. What kind of a gag is
this? It's no gag, Inspector. Alice picked up Ed's gun, placed it in Moxie's hand, crooked his finger around the trigger to make it look like suicide.
Stop making sense, Bob. I got two murders to solve.
Alice knew nothing about guns, as I discovered when I tried to get her to take mine at the Golden Swan tonight. The fact that the safety catch was off meant nothing to her.
I still don't get it.
Alice placed the gun in Moxie's lifeless hand. Our old friend rigor mortis went to work.
Rigor mortis? Now, Bob...
Rigor mortis inspector steps in from 1 minute to 2 hours after a person dies. If you read a book written by a certain well-known private detective, you'd know that rigor mortis is a slow stiffening of a dead person's muscles.
Could that well-known detective be a guy named Barton Blake?
Yes, it could, Inspector. Rigor mortis immediately began tightening the finger that was crooked around the gun in Moxie's hand.
Jumping Judas. Now I get it. Moxie's finger cut. Tightening around the trigger.
And when Ed lifted up Moxie's hand to remove the gun, it exploded in his face.
Well, I'll be... Nudge him. Right between the eyes.
That's right.
I'll bet this is the only case on record where a dead man committed murder. By golly, we were certainly smart to figure that one.
Oh,
Inspector Jackson,
I think you're simply wrong.
Now, wait a minute, Miss
Satan. A
roasted
policeman's
clothes. Hey, Bob.
Sorry, Inspector, but mystery is my hobby.